Four diverse Democratic candidates are competing for a diverse, open district common council seat in the city of Syracuse. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the district encompasses Syracuse University, a burgeoning downtown, and some of the highest concentrations of poverty in the city.
The candidates are all close in age, ranging from 29 to 31, but they're all bringing something different to the race. Jeremy DiCerio runs a food cooperative in the Westcott neighborhood.
We work with hundreds of small businesses, be it small farms located in Onondaga County in New York State, to local providers like Recess Coffee.
He says a majority of the profits get put back into the local community.
The more that we focus on building the local economy, obviously, the more the local economy will grow.
Latoya Allen, a mother of two, focuses on the youth on Syracuse's south side with a mentoring program she started.
This is my home, so I need Syracuse to be the best. I need Syracuse to offer my kids the best atmosphere ever.
She says she wants to keep her neighborhood engaged with what's going on in politics and the community.
We have a lot of, like I said, small business owners now, and just supporting each other, like getting out, going to their grand openings, shopping at their stores.
Michael Green moved back to Syracuse from New York City last year, where he was doing economic development, and that's led him to come up with some big ideas.
I'm going to be rolling out a really specific economic development policies that, you know, have been tested in other cities and that have worked, to kind of have a little bit more of a concrete policy-based campaign.
Policies like having foreign nationals invest in the city, having a worker database, and a permanent public market downtown. Christopher Montgomery has some experience in politics. He worked as a staffer for former Congressman Dan Maffei.
I am someone that has been fighting for various issues when it comes to affordable housing, working with our New American population, and now working in workforce development. You know, I have that on-the-ground experience.
He says he has been groomed to help people, following in the footsteps of his mom, a social caseworker. Democratic committee members in Syracuse will have a tough decision to make in May about who they will endorse, which could easily spill into a primary this fall. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.